People from all walks of life were affected by the American Civil War. Many of the soldiers on both sides of the conflict had never been away from their families, homes, and farms before. Homesick soldiers kept in touch with their families by writing letters and journals, which have been carefully preserved by museums and the descendants of the original writers. Because many people at that time had little formal education, words were often misspelled. The quotes in your guide that were taken from old documents are reproduced as they were written, including misspellings. The Civil War was fought throughout Virginia. The geographic regions that figured strategically in the war, and many of the plants and animals mentioned by soldiers and civilians, are featured in the Virginia Living Museum's indoor and outdoor exhibits. Everywhere you see a numbered icon, you will find a quote within your guide about that region, animal, or plant. A warning, some of the quotes describe medical uses for plants. The VLM does not endorse these remedies and recommends that the information be enjoyed only for its historical interest. Confederate Rear Admiral Raphael H. Semmes, commander of the James River Fleet, April 2, 1865, the day before the fall of Richmond.
The sun was shining brightly. The afternoon was calm, and nature was just beginning to put on her spring attire. The fields were green with early grass, the birds were beginning to twitter, and the plowman had already broken up his fields for planting his corn. I looked abroad upon the landscape and contrasted the peace and quiet of nature, so heedless of man's woes, with the disruption of a great government and the ruin of an entire people which were at hand.
Confederate General Robert E. Lee, June 1864.
We must destroy this army of Grant's before he gets to the James River. If he gets there, it will become a siege, and then it will be a mere question of time.